this land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, November 2nd, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you about the network, two websites and two different phone apps, along with the station 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan, make up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The website for this show is yourdefendingfathers.com, yourdefendingfathersplural.com. There's a stream player that carries the show live 9 to noon Monday through Friday. Then it repeats every 3 hours. So if you miss the first hour, for example, from 9 to 10, it will repeat at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight. The podcasts are uploaded. And all we're waiting for is the webmaster and Jonathan Deke, the computer geek, to get the scripts properly rewritten that were destroyed, hacked, eliminated. Get those scripts uploading into the files that Devin Lawrence, the engineer, has put into the server. So the podcasts are coming. We hope to have them restored here hopefully by tomorrow or over the weekend, so you can listen on demand. And then, of course, TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, one word, download the free one. Yeah, you may be subjected to commercials, or you can pay for the premium one if you want. Get it commercial free. Just open it and search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. And then, of course, Simple Radio. That plays the radio station, this show, today from 9 to noon. Tomorrow morning, this show will repeat from 6 to 9 a.m. And then the music, which starts at noon. 60s, 70s, Motown, and the roots of rock and roll. Simple Radio, search for the call letters to the station, WCHY. So you can listen even when you're outside the listening area of 97.7. Randy Walker and Brutus, all part of government control. Keep the population down per the World Economic Forum. Bill Gates, all of them. Just remember who is in control over everything. Christine Gray down in Northville. Where was Michigan Right to Life? They can notify me when they want me to vote for a rhino that they support. But where were they standing up to these bills? Well, nowhere to be found. Cliff Tolini, our beef farmer. Undue stress. What about the undue stress on the baby? call it what it is. It's pure evil in Michigan. And these people of death that condone it, this is murder of innocent babies. They are the spawn of Satan. Woe to them. One of the things that we are looking at here, people, and you have to understand this, the truth will get out. I'm predicting that there will be injuries, possibly death, at some of these abortion clinics that no longer have to have hospital privileges at a local nearby hospital. And when these women get hurt and or die, the families will be outraged. And we can point directly to these bills the Democrats passed last night. It's that simple. There will be ramifications, mark my word. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We're moving on to other bills passed last night in Lansing. We'll be right back.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back to End of the Show. You just heard the commercial from Tony over there at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. want to remind you that Vicki and I are selling our travel trailer. It's stored over there at Northern Michigan RV. If somebody wants a great deal on a used one trip time, we used it last summer for our trip out west. We've decided to sell the trailer and invest the money into the radio station. We're going to be expanding the radio station, and we're using the money from the sale of the trailer. Almost 40,000 brand new in 2021 was new when we bought it and used one time in 2022. We're selling it. You can go over and see Trucker Randy's trailer. I'm including everything that you need. The hitch with the anti-sway tow bars, the extended mirrors that clamp on your mirrors on your SUV. It's a ultralight. You can pull it with an SUV. You don't need a pickup. All the water lines. I have everything. I'll even show you how to set it up, level it, and install all the lines. It's winterized. It's ready for you to pick up. Just go over and tell them you want to see Trucker Randy's trailer, and they'll show it to you. Got a great deal on it. We're selling it for $26,097. That's the price we put on it, $26,097. So if you want to save well over $10,000 and get a great trailer, it's ours, and I personally guarantee you will love it. So go see it down there at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. One of the things that happened last night was they had to pass bills to implement Proposal 1. What was Proposal 1? That was the extension of term limits here in Lansing. 12 years now, you can serve in the House or Senate, any combination thereof. But it came with financial disclosure statements from candidates and elected officials as part of Proposal 1. That was included. Well, the Senate yesterday approved the bills as written, 36-2. Two Republicans voted against it. Senators Jonathan Lindsay from Brooklyn and Jim Runstead from White Lake. The legislation requires legislators and the state's top executives, as well as candidates pursuing office, must file annual financial disclosure reports, which was called for in Proposal 1 from last year, 2022's election. Proposal 1 was approved by 2.8 million voters in the last general election. It called for a financial disclosure statute, a law affecting lawmakers, the governor, the lieutenant governor, the secretary of state, and the attorney general. And it has to be approved by this legislature before the end of the year, December 31st. And must be signed by the governor to prevent a lawsuit from being filed with the Michigan Supreme Court. So, a package of bills, Senate Bills 613, 614, 15, and 16, would obligate elected officials and candidates to list non-state income streams that compensate them at least $1,000 a year and non-business assets being held for investment or income production, also bringing in $1,000 a year. They would also need to list leadership posts that they hold in business enterprises, labor organizations, nonprofits, and a list of any stocks not held in a widely held investment fund, meaning non-mutual funds. Also, any bonds and real estate holdings that have a fair market value of at least $1,000. They also need to reveal if they owe more than $10,000 to any creditor during a long time reporting period. That being, of course, probably a mortgage on their home, any other outstanding loans they have. They have to be listed as to what their debts are. Now, one of the things that they were arguing about was additional disclosure mandates for an elected official or a candidate's spouse and dependents. The Senate bills approved yesterday continue to require a spouse's employer to be named, and clarification concerning whether a spouse is a registered lobbyist or a lobbyist agent must be listed in the expanded disclosures as part of their individual assets. When it came to proposed amendments, Senator Ed McBroom, one of the lead sponsors behind the package, offered a successful change to the legislation. Whoa, the Democrats actually allowed a Republican's amendment to be adopted? Instructing public officials who are not reelected or seeking reelection to report on future employment agreements within 10 days of them being signed off on, specifically during the remainder of the last year of them being in office, which would be required to be filed by May 15th following their departure from the legislature. Why is that important? Because many of these legislators choose not to run for re-election, or they're term limited out, and they're offered a job as a lobbyist. Well, if they sign that employment agreement, they still have to report it. Kind of interesting. Jim Runstedt, who voted no, offered a handful of unsuccessful amendments, like the one he nicknamed the Batman Amendment. That was referencing former House Speaker Rick Johnson's code name, Batman, when he took bribes, including cash payments and commercial sex, whatever that is, as chair of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Licensing Board. That's where he was prosecuted and is now serving prison time. Runstedt's Batman Amendment, quote unquote, would extend the lobbyist definition to cover consultants who do not directly engage elected officials on how they vote on policies, but would be advising special interest groups on how to get things done in Lansing. According to prosecutors, Johnson's wife, Jan, operated as a consultant to marijuana lobbyists prior to her husband being appointed chairman of that board, and did receive bribes paid directly to her. Well, a plea deal was negotiated. He took full responsibility for her actions to prevent her from being prosecuted. That was the plea deal they worked out. So Jan, his wife, isn't in prison because he took the fall for both of them. Moreover, Runstedt called for legislators and statewide executives to disclose if they or an immediate family member would have a direct or indirect financial interest in budget-making appropriation requests. Special interest groups pushing for money to be allocated in the state's budget. He also called for elected officials to report the nature of gifts, the names and addresses of the gift givers, the fair market value, and the date it was refused or received, if they acquired a gift from a non-immediate family member. You know, like, oh, I don't know, tickets to a concert, tickets to a baseball game or football game. Or maybe they give them a gift of fruit, candies, cookies, whatever. Well, those amendments were shot down. State Senator Ruth Johnson, former Secretary of State, who served from 2011 through 2018 as Secretary of State, supported today's bills, but urged that not a single member of this body walk out of the chamber patting themselves on the back today. I've been around a long time, long enough to know that financial disclosure bills passed today are not a start. They are a drop in the bucket. And as though the partisan scandals of the past few years do not serve as a good enough warning, we intentionally left loopholes the size of the state of Texas for current and future legislators and state officials to exploit them as they please. Meanwhile, the people of the state of Michigan are the ones that are going to pay the price. Well, McBroom, in justifying the bills, said he recognized Johnson is probably the most justified in being the most cynical person when it comes to the fight for transparency. He hopes that he would be considered to be second place behind Ruth Johnson. However, he does object to the analysis of the legislation as nothing but window dressing and smoke and mirrors. McBroom went on to say, there is genuine substance here. There is genuine disclosure. And there's also genuine penalties. Do they go far enough? No. I think many of us have been very clear on this, but these are a good first step. And for those of us who would have labored long on this, who have labored long on this, and have every reason to be jaded and cynical about it, the opportunity cannot be left to slip by when this finally comes up for a vote. Well, after the session, Senate Oversight Chairman Sam Singh, Democrat from East Lansing, said there would be a trailer bill, which will soon be introduced to prohibit somebody from being seated in the legislature if they do not fill out the disclosure forms. For some reason, that part was left out of these bills. Additionally, when it came to concerns that the bills would not obligate the filers to specify how much money they've actually earned from a single asset or an income source, beyond it being worth at least $1,000. That's all they have to say, is that they make more than $1,000 from a particular source. They don't have to state specifically how much they make, just that it's more than $1,000. What type of financial disclosure is that? Yeah, I make more than $1,000 from this source. Well, how much do you make? How much will it influence your vote on the floor of the House or the Senate? Well, they don't have to disclose that. This is a complete joke. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll wrap it up on the other side. We'll be right back.